And there is the final whistle. Final score, Wrexham 0, Halifax 0. And, well, to be fair, I suppose you could see that coming pretty much from the start. It was a real battle, a war of attrition, is a phrase I overuse in the commentary. But Halifax live up to their billing. They are big, they're physical, and they're a difficult obstacle to overcome. Wrexham struggled to deal with their physicality in the first 25 minutes of the game, but credit to Wrexham, they battled hard and earned the right to maybe have the better of the game from then on. It was a battling performance from a Wrexham side, which stuck to the combination of York and Bishop up front, and found it was a very different game to Tuesday's, where Macclesfield were open and chances were created that will. An early opportunity for Halifax in the fourth minute came as a result of Joe Clark's error. It's allowed Maynard to burst forwards and feed the ball to the left wing back McManus, and he drove a shot across the face which just scraped the far post. After that, it was real, like I said, midfield scrap. Wrexham's best chances really coming, but they knocked the ball over the top to try and utilise York's pace. And as a half hour on, they did start to create some opportunities. Firstly, a nice move down the left hand side between Bishop and Ashton ended with Ashton feeding it across. Hunt flicking it across the face of goal from 8 yards out. He went for it with his left foot, when that made his body shape difficult to get something on target. He'd be better trying to swing his right foot at it and see if he could make a decent contact on it. And then in the last minute of the first half, Durrell feeding a lovely through ball down the left channel. York one-on-one with the keeper, but the angle not too kind, and he scuffed the shot across the goalkeeper, who managed to save with an outstretched left boot. The second half, Halifax created another opportunity. Pearson, the centre-back, usually were playing in midfield, found himself in quite an advanced position quite often during the second half. He broke down the left-hand side and swung in a cross, which flicked off Hudson. Kevin Roberts picked her up on the edge of the box and drove a shot which he pulled wide of the left post. And after that, really any opportunities that were created by Wrexham. Two were made in the space of a couple of minutes by excellent delivery from the left by Johnny Hunt. First, after a nice move down that flank, Hunt swung in across, the best chance of the match. Bishop at full stretch, 6 yards out, made contact but drove the ball against the crossbar. And then a minute later, Hunt again feeding a lovely ball into the danger area. It flew across the face of goal. Wes York lunging in at the far post, couldn't quite make contact. The cross itself wasn't that far off, nestling inside the far post either. Halfway through the second half, Rex with a hopeful handball shout against Simon Ainge, a ball driven against him by Durrell. Driven against him hard, but probably not quite enough distance between the two men to say it was an accident. Having said that, hard to judge from up here whether he did hit his hand or not, in all honesty. Wrexham made another opportunity after an excellent move. Carrington, who worked hard in the centre of midfield, switching the ball over to the left-hand side. Ashton cushioning the ball to Bishop, who did brilliantly to flick on a return pass. Ashton round the back of the defence. If he'd pulled it back, Hunt had a complete open goal, but Ashton sprinting onto it from a tight angle, tried to lift it over the onrushing keeper and put it well over the bar as well. And the only other opportunity to come came 2 minutes from the end. Quarter an hour from the end, Wrexham made a bit of a change. Jennings going up front, York coming out of the flank, and York stopped being a factor after that. Jennings struggled to get into the game as well, and Wrexham's attacking threat just diminished for a little bit, and he only made one more chance, like I say, 2 minutes from the end. An excellent Blake Clark winning a fine header on the edge of his own area from a set piece, and then following that header up, got a return pass from Jennings, drove down the right flank, drove in across. Durrell getting between the centre-backs, attacked it on the penalty spot. He was on a one with the keeper. He had to hit it first time on the half volley, though, and he didn't quite get it right and scuffed a shot, which Glennon saved easily. So, Jamie, lots of huffing and puffing, lots of energy, lots of physicality, but nil-nil, probably the right result in the end of it.
I think a draw was a fair result. Both sides went for it. They both had their chances. I think both sides, when they leave the ground today, will know that they could have won the game just by a goal at least. I mean, the second half was probably the best out of the two halves, because there were so many chances when Wrexham were just, you were on the edge of seat stuff. You know, my heart was in the heart was in my mouth. It's just, oh, it was exciting. It was an exciting match at the end, which was good to see, because normally goalless games can be a bit dull, but I really enjoyed this game. I'm really proud of how Wrexham played against a side who are...
You're easily pleased, Jamie.
Oh, I'm always easily pleased. But this game I really enjoyed. Just gutted that Wrexham didn't get that get that goal.
What pleased me was we dealt with Halifax. At the first 20 minutes, I thought they're too big and strong for us, and we're going to struggle. They're going to do us in the set piece, or they're just going to win too many second balls in the air midfield because they're all bigger. And for the first, okay, that concerned me. But after the first 25, I thought Wrexham were the better side. They earned the rights to play. and they were able to stand up to them and get physical.
Yeah, I mean, you know, within the first, like you say, within the first few minutes, Halifax were very, very dangerous and were pushing against the defence. And that's when, of course, Blaine Hudson and Manny Smith were so crucial. And that's the fact that they've played together for quite a while now just shows that it's good that they are working well together, because otherwise it could have been a sad day for us, really.
As well, you're dead right. Another positive, I think that's one of the best I've seen us defend this season.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Very strong. Stuck to it when they were probably the second favourite when trying to win the ball. I was really impressed by Bishop today. He had very big defenders to play against. He may not have done that much, but he was very strong and controlled the ball really well. And him and York, I thought, linked up really, really well today.
Yeah, I think we lost something when York went wide, because York's pace was the one threat. And like I say, Bishop playing against the odds. I mean, if you look at it in percentage terms, I'm sure you could say that he was nowhere near as effective as he was against Macclesfield, winning headers and things like that. But if you look at it in terms of the odds, because he had the three hulking centre-backs, Bishop battled manfully, at least against the odds, didn't he?
Oh yeah, certainly. And I think that's what I liked about Wrexham today. Even in the second half, they started to show the weaknesses, at least from the left wing. I mean, those deliveries from Hunt, both of those deliveries went past all the defenders, and all it needed was a poke in to get the first goal. And just shows you that Wrexham never gave up today, and it was a good fighting spirit today. I'm very, very proud to see that.
We looked good down the left, didn't we? That was where a lot of our threat, most of our threat came from.
Yeah, definitely. Hunt was just, Johnny Hunt was absolutely fantastic today. It's great to see him back, it really is. But I mean, he was crucial again on Tuesday, of course. He was a goal scorer, and yeah, it just, he is a guy you just wish we can keep.
Yeah, well, you never know. He's not getting a sniff at Cambridge at all.
Well,
is he?
No,
and
he's
not getting that much of a sniff here, really. It's only his second start in the last sort of five games or so. His movement's good. I always said that. He was dragging out wide, and he was asking the question of the wing back, because with the wing back, they've not got an extra man on the flank, and he didn't know what to do, because when Hunt held that wide position, the right wing back didn't know whether to go wide and mark him, and then Ashton could come forwards, or to go to Ashton, and then Ashton would feed Hunt in, and his movements caused issues as well as those two deliveries. On the other side, of course, we had Pearson making his debut. What do you make of him?
First minutes of the game, he was very edgy. It's like he, I mean, it was, it, you could definitely tell it was his first day at the office. He needs to get used to the whole spirit of the team and such, you know, the whole chemistry. But I think at the very end, he just slowly kept improving, and you've got to give him a chance, haven't you? If he makes mistakes, he'll learn to improve. But there wasn't really that many mistakes today. I was quite impressed, but you can see why Leicester have loaned him out. He does have a lot to learn, and he even said that in the Leader earlier this week.
Yeah, exactly. He's come to the Glyndŵr University finishing schools. He'll be okay, won't he? Funny if you ask strikers have been to finishing. No, it's a bit hard. Man of the match call, Jamie, is the moment we all dread.
Right, you know me, I always do a short list. So yeah. Wes York, Andy Bishop and Johnny Hunt. I'm hoping they were on your shortlist, or if you do have one.
I'd have added centre-backs.
Centre-backs, oh,
my shortlist is quite
big. You see, Blaine Hudson would have made it, and Manny Smith as well. I'm going to have to go for, it's either Wes York, it's got to be Wes York. Mm-hmm. He just worked so hard today. He kept the control really well on the ball when he was on the pressure, and kept the ball in the pitch when it was very hard. Deliveries as well were just as perfect, but unfortunately we just did not have the end product, and the players were not in the right place at the right time. So I'm going to give it to Wes York, but the rest of the players that I've said were just as good. It was very hard to decide on a player today, and it's a very pressurising job.
Sorry about that. Yeah, York was the player who took Halifax defenders out of their comfort zone with his pace, and you just wondered he might have been the one who could crack them open. But well, he couldn't in the end, and despite the heart and spirit and organisation Wrexham showed, ultimately they only get 1 point out of that, and our run without a win in the league now goes on to five matches with a final score of Wrexham 0, Halifax Town 0. We've been Mark Griffiths and Jamie Davis from the Wrexham Supporters Association's football commentary.